We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. It's a whole new project going on in Chesterton, where they're going to have their own version of a collective creativity. It's Chesterton Arts District, and they're going to start this summer, third Fridays. And we have Hannah Hammond-Hagman from the Chesterton Arts Center and Rebecca Riley Vargas from Three Moons Fiber. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Aloha.
Thanks
for having us.
So why don't you tell us about what's happening on that and who's involved with the whole creative district in Chesterton here?
I know. Describe what the experience is going to be like.
So we have created a group of art-related businesses in the Chesterton area, and you'll hear us use the term Chesterton Art District to refer to this group. And we are getting together on the third Fridays of June, July, and August to go ahead and stay open later and provide folks with a bit of a different experience, depending upon which business you're encountering.
What do you mean by that?
So we're really excited. So we're starting this collaboration with Third Fridays throughout the summer months here in downtown Chesterton. So June 16th, we're launching, and all of us are going to have a little special something while we're open late. So Pieces of Jade, which is a fabulous jewelry store with Jade McAloon, is going to have a pop-up at Red Cup Cafe. Willow is going to have an air plant terrarium workshop for $15. And they're also going to have free coloring book pages by local artists. Trusty Spot Records will have a concert in the parking lot that starts at 6:30 that night. Tickets are only $5, and then the shop will be open late. Duneland Pottery is going to have ceramic wheel demos, and the studio will be open late, and selling local pottery works from local artists. Mothwing Studio will be open with great projects. Holly Jackson Art Gallery and Studio will be open late. Lemon Tree Mediterranean Grill is offering a special meal promotion, a sampler plate of their delicious foods. There's so much happening. And South Shore Tattoo is going to be open late. You can meet the tattoo artists. We're going to be hosting Stephanie Swanson Jewelry Design here at the Art Center for a pop-up, so you can meet her and see her work. There's so much happening. Westchester History Township Museum, Township History Museum is going to start with downtown historic walking tours.
Oh my gosh.
So listen, it's going to be all the way up and down Broadway and a little bit past that. But it's good. It's a real collaborative effort to have us all working together and promoting the creative arts and creative businesses in Chesterton.
Rebecca, you're obviously going to be open too. So you'll be demonstrating what's going on there.
Correct. We are going to have fiber dyeing demos. So if you've ever wondered exactly how yarn is dyed, and we'll also be doing weaving demos and spinning demos.
And of course, you're located right there on 4th Street and Broadway, right near the Chesterton Arts Center. So what created this idea? I know like Michigan City has their first Friday. I think the Depot in that area has a second Friday. So what, you know, what was the process of developing this?
So we have been working together as a group since last year. We did a walk through the town with Explorer passes during the holiday season, and we're looking for means of continuing that coordination and cooperation. And it was actually Duneland Pottery that had suggested Third Fridays.
Yeah, it just started with a conversation. You know, I think we were all at a chamber meeting or a CBLT meeting, and we were just started talking about ways that we could potentially collaborate and support one another. And it grew from there. It's a very kind of informal grassroots collaborative. And like Rebecca said, we kind of launched a little initiative last holiday season to do a collaborative shopping promotion. That was a scavenger hunt. And it was really successful. And we said, okay, what could we do next? What could we do next? And so Third Fridays is something we all could commit to. And we're sharing resources with advertising and promotion and marketing. But even beyond the Third Fridays, you know, we're committed to helping each other and to, you know, continuing conversations with all the creative businesses and arts businesses in town and sharing resources and helping each other out.
So I noticed that it's very spread out, of course, Chesterton, and Third Coast Spice Cafe is part of it, and Sweet Stitches. And so how are they able to, I mean, how are you bringing it in and out, I guess?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, while the district itself is a little spread out, we're consolidating geography for the Third Fridays. So the owners of Third Spice are also the owners of Lemon Tree. And so that's a little bit closer in. And so there's some, not all of the district partners are involved right now in Third Fridays. We're launching on the 16th with a more consolidated group. And so Jade, who is located a bit further down Calumet, is going to have her event at Red Cup.
Right.
And Stephanie Swanson will be here at the Art Center. So we're going to, you know, get ourselves gathered into a downtown location to make it easier for folks to walk around and see everybody.
And when does it goes to summer? When does there end date for that? You're starting June 16th, but when does the Third Friday part of it end?
So we're scheduled at the moment on June, July, and August, and then we will decide where to go from there.
Well, excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air and sharing this great event for Chesterton. So it'll be the Chesterton Art District Third Fridays, starting June 16th. Hannah Hammond-Hagman from the Chesterton Art Center, Rebecca Riley Vargas from Three Moons Fiber. Thank you so much for sharing this on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And an Art in the Air Spotlight Extra, the Historical Society of Ogden Dunes presents the 4th Annual For the Love of Art Walkthrough on June 10th from 3 to 6 p.m. with a rain date on June 11th. And as a reminder, if you'd like to have your event on Art in the Air Spotlight or have a longer feature interview, email us at aota@breck.com. That's aota@breck.com. Art in the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.